From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now an update on Saudi Arabia's threat to ban BlackBerry service. Today, BlackBerry users there were assured they can continue messaging each other. Authorities had threatened to block service unless the device manufacturer made BlackBerry communications more accessible to the government. Saudi officials won't say how their concerns were met, and as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, that has democracy advocates throughout the Middle East worried their communications will no longer be private.
The government's now objecting to BlackBerry usage. Saudi Arabia, but also the United Arab Emirates, India, Tunisia, and others say their concern is security. By encrypting electronic communications, these governments say, a BlackBerry makes it possible for terrorist groups to conspire without the knowledge of the authorities. John Verdi, senior counsel at the Electronic Privacy Information Center, says people buy and use BlackBerries precisely because they want their communication to stay private.
They are transmitting sensitive information, whether it's business information or political information or free speech information, that they don't want to be accessible to anyone other than the sender.
Research in Motion, or RIM, the company that makes BlackBerries, has never said how exactly it encrypts communications to make them secure, and it won't say how it has now met the Saudi demands for more access to those communications. RIM officials briefed State Department officials yesterday, but spokesman Philip Crowley today only hinted at what they said.
Their perspective was that they believe that there are, broadly speaking, solutions available that on a country-by-country-by-country basis can satisfactorily address and balance the regulatory, security, and access issues that are at stake.
BlackBerry messages are passed through servers in Canada, where RIM is based, and in Britain, but not elsewhere. Some reports say RIM has now agreed to establish BlackBerry servers in Saudi Arabia. That could be critical, says John Verdi, because at some point in their transmission, even encrypted messages get translated into plain text.
It's unclear whether these messages are going to be translated into plain text within Saudi Arabia or whether that's going to happen somewhere else. But locating the servers there certainly raises the possibility that these messages will become much more easily accessible to governments.
That's governments plural. One concern now is that other countries may now demand concessions similar to what RIM has apparently made to Saudi Arabia. But Matt Thornton, a telecom analyst at Avian Securities, says RIM would probably want separate deals with different governments.
I don't think it's plain vanilla. I think it's going to be much more on a case-by-case basis. So I think that's why this is very sensitive, and I don't think the details will ever reach, fully reach the light of day.
For dissidents and human rights activists in the Middle East, the worry is that the BlackBerry compromise, if repeated, would mean their private communications could now be monitored by government security agencies. Robert Guerra leads the Internet Freedom Project at Freedom House.
Internet users around the world aren't just using it to chat. They're using it to organize, to express themselves. And BlackBerry is positioning itself as a device where, it might not be safe to communicate.
In fact, democracy activists in the United Arab Emirates say they used BlackBerries to organize recent demonstrations there. They fear that's what prompted UAE authorities to propose a ban on BlackBerry communications beginning next month. For his part, telecom analyst Matt Thornton suspects the threats of BlackBerry suspensions by Middle East governments may in part be a bluff to force RIM to the bargaining table.
I don't think the governments have any vested interest in shutting down the BlackBerry service. I don't think the enterprises and consumers that use the product in those countries have any vested interest in having the service shut down. And I don't think RIM has any interest in having these services shut down in these high-growth markets. So, I think this was much more of a negotiating ploy.
Whatever the motivation, the government demands present Research in Motion with a dilemma. There are an estimated 1.5 million BlackBerry users in the Middle East. That's a lot to lose. But making deals to keep those customers may chase away others. It's the promise of privacy that attracts many BlackBerry users. In a statement last week, RIM said BlackBerry users can remain confident, quote, in the integrity of the security architecture without fear of compromise. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.